the party did not attend per se, but I'm sure there are individuals who might have attended. The party did not quite receive the invitation, though we had initiated the whole process of making sure that we commemorate, acknowledge, and celebrate the life of a hero, as we did with our leader, Comrade Ndabaningi Sithole Nchipinge. We were going to do the same program in Shirugwi by the end of November, and of course, we are still proceeding. We have other heroes that are lined up for that kind of recognition and acknowledgement in terms of their sacrifices, efforts, and leadership in liberating our country. And we have always emphasized that our definition of a hero goes beyond just a mere slogan. Our definition of a hero goes beyond just a mere sector of society. It's not just about politics.
Some of the Tongogara family members were accusing your party of hijacking this event. What's your reaction to this?
Well, you don't hijack something that is not there. The commemoration has never been there. It was not in motion. We initiated it. It was our idea, which was in fact hijacked. But we don't talk about hijack at all, because as far as we are concerned, we should not politicize on partisan lines the celebration and commemoration of such heroes. It's not befitting of their caliber. It's not a tribute that is enough for us to start to be divided over celebration of their contribution. That is not the essence of their contribution or their sacrifice. And this is why we backed off and said, look, we are not going to allow the desire to confer hero status and acknowledgement on our comrades to divide the family, to divide the us on partisan lines as a country. And this is why we allowed the suggestion that was then put in place to take shape.